turunduse täht.
Who should get our marketing star this time?
My proposal is not directly connected to last week, because but last week I was reading an article. It was in Financial Times, and the case is interesting. It's about the magazine Cosmopolitan and the ways how Cosmopolitan has tried to increase the web traffic. And what they do is that they broadcast live the weekly editorial meetings, where they discuss what topics to put in the magazine and what not to, and what kind of angle to do. And they told that, I don't recall now how long they have done it, but they tell that it has helped to increase the web traffic about 40% or even more. So I think it's a kind of great amount. And I think that in this type of business, it's very important. If the web traffic increases, then the advertising money will follow. So I think it's a good idea to really not to try to copy the same thing as you say that about the kind of trans-platform working, that not to try to copy the same news in web and in paper, but really to create a different content, to add a new angle, to add a new view to the play. So this was, I was surprised, and I really liked the case.
Thank you. What is your proposal?
No, let me first add something to what Anu just said that inspired me. I think it's a great case, actually, because the most annoying thing for me is when I read an article, and lots of newspapers do so. You read an article and then you watch the video, and the video and the article, they're saying the same thing. So I'm like, okay, should I have watched the video or read the article? I mean, why are you repeating the content there? So instead of adding layers of understanding, they just, you know, making me waste my time a little bit. So I think that that case is fantastic. Regarding my proposal, well, I've been a bit naughty. I'm not bringing here a real marketing case, but I was kind of taken by a video that went pretty much viral in the last week, which is I am an Ukrainian video. Now, leaving apart all the political aspects related to it, I think that the video was and went extremely viral, was broadcasted by CNN, BBC, a number of media outlets, watched by millions of people within 10 days. It was because it was telling a story. It was telling a story that touched people at an emotional level, and it came at the right time. So, well, it wasn't really a marketing campaign, but it could be of inspiration for marketers to create something that goes in that direction. So that is my suggestion for our marketing winner of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not very surprising this time, and I have nothing special, but I really liked the Sochi Olympic Games, and I have to come to that again. So
it's like my Prisma last year, that every week I proposed one and the same company, so talk for Estonia, Sochi.
In Estonia, we have, I don't know what about English language or Italian, but in Estonia we have a saying, venevärk, Russian thing, we would say, yes? Kind of. This what we say is something is not working properly, then it's a Russian thing. Okay. This saying we got from the Soviet time, because we saw it. We thought we are Estonians, we are almost like Germans, we are doing everything very well. And now Russians came, and Russians think it's not good way. Something, it's almost working, but it doesn't work well. So, but this was actually what we were waiting from the Sochi Olympic Games. Everybody was cheering on television and thought, what is going to be wrong now? And everybody wrote about anticipation was high, something had to happen. It was ended and nothing happened. It was a great, and this kind of Russian thing didn't happen this time. And this is a kind of thing I really want to praise them. I don't know how they did, how many directors was laid off, and how much money was put in, and everything. But finally, they could make a thing that the Western world looked at and said, "Whoa, it's not a Russian thing. It's something else." So this was a good marketing, and I think for a country, it could influence oversize of a country in the future too. So they are my candidates.
So you can, Alessandra, tell first whom are you going to give your vote and why.
Even okay. Your proposal.
And you
yes.
can
could
vote for your own
Thank
proposal
you.
As well,
Thank you.
As usual.
Right, so I will not vote for Sochi Olympic Games.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And the reason is that despite the great media coverage of the Olympics, the fact that the hotels were not ready and there were water was not working in a number of hotels, and it was shown by different journalists. I think that when you put the two things together, then the overall image wasn't as fantastic as it could have been. But I will vote for your case, Anu, not for mine, because I think that it is what an interesting approach, and it is how journalism should be done. So that's the reason why I'm voting for your case.
Thank you, Raul.
I really liked both of your cases.
Have you seen the Ukrainian video?
Yes, I saw this video. It wasn't commercially, it wasn't made to influence something, I believe. It just happened. But it is a good example how you can influence masses, and therefore it was good. So it's difficult to get to praise somebody for a good PR or propaganda. Therefore I would also this time go to Cosmopolitan and agree with it. But it was great, actually, also this film and everything. But let's praise the Cosmopolitan.
Very good. Unfortunately, I haven't seen the film, so I was not in Estonia and not very active internet user during last week. So I'm sorry. I really kind of would have liked to, but I'll see it afterwards how it was. But then Cosmopolitan, we will send you the weekly marketing award.